Yeah, actually, to be honest, I wasn't really interested in sharing my story at first. I was in a magazine called The Pentecostal Evangel that is shared throughout many churches across the country, and I think even in other countries, for Disability Awareness Month in, I want to say, 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And a book author had read my article in there and reached out and wanted to share my story and be my ghostwriter. And I really wasn't ready at the time.
Right.
And just kept in contact. And a few years later decided, you know, maybe that was something that God wanted me to do, and just share what he's done in my life. And hopefully it would be an encouragement to others, not just other people who are like myself, but, you know, people who are struggling and think that they're not worthy and are incapable of the things that he has done for them and the abilities he's given them. And so that's where it started. And it's the first one is from birth all the way up until high school graduation. And reaching out starts with my, with a little bit later in life when I do started speaking engagements and things like that. And so that's where the reaching out came from there, where I'm actually able to get out there and share my story to different churches and different events and things like that. But you're right. Yeah. It's God who is my arms, you know, and showing everybody who he is through me.
Right.